Welcome to the Data Scout podcast series from Pretactum. Every episode is hosted by a duo of speakers. They dive deep into a particular topic in each episode. Topics relate to customer master data management, privacy, compliance, or data quality. Let's hear what they have to say in this episode.
Okay, so have you ever tried to make guacamole but with really bad avocados? You know those ones that are all mushy? That's a disaster, right? That's kind of how I think about bad data. Like, you're trying to make good decisions, but your ingredients are, well, past their prime, you know? So today's deep dive, we're talking about how to get that really good data, the kind that sets you up for success no matter what you're making. And for this deep dive, we're looking at some best practices from Pretactum. They're, I think you could call them the master chefs of customer data management.
Yeah.
They have this platform called Pretactum CMDM, and they've got some seriously insightful tips on keeping your data clean, consistent, and ready to actually be used.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting here is that, you know, they're not just saying, hey, use our software. Mm-hmm. It's more than that. It's like they get into the why of data quality, which is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. We're practically drowning in data these days. Mm-hmm. So knowing how to actually use it, that's a superpower.
For sure. So they kick things off by really stressing how important high quality data is, which I think we all know, right? But it's like more than just like a nice to have thing these days, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's essential. You know, just think about it.
Yeah.
Every time you open that shopping app that you like or book a flight, even stream a song, you're generating data.
It's true.
And businesses are trying to use it all, you know, to figure out what you need, to personalize your experience, you know, make their decisions better. But if that data is messed up, it's like building a house on sand.
Yeah. You know, they talk a lot about accuracy and consistency, especially when it comes to customer data. And I don't know about you, but I think about all the times that I've had to call customer service and repeat my information like a million times. It's so frustrating.
Ugh, the worst. That's usually a data management problem right there. When you have inaccurate or inconsistent data, it just causes all sorts of problems. Frustrated customers, missed opportunities. Think about trying to do a targeted ad campaign with like a messed up contact list. Not good.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. Mm. So, okay, how do we even begin to wrangle all this data and get it into shape? Because it can feel overwhelming even thinking about it.
Right, it's a lot. This is why I think Pretactum really hits the nail on the head when they emphasize a robust data governance framework.
Okay, so you mean like setting some ground rules before things get too out of hand?
Yeah, exactly. Think of it like creating a data constitution for your company or your organization. You're outlining how data should be collected and stored and managed and used. It's about creating a culture of data quality from the beginning.
So you're saying it's not just about having the right software or tools. It's got to be the right mindset, too.
Yes. Technology is a huge part of it. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's the human element that makes it work. It's those policies, the training, that commitment to doing things the right way. And, you know, they highlight this FAIR principle. Findability, accessibility, interoperability, and reuse. And it's kind of like a blueprint to make sure your data is actually useful.
Okay, so break those down for me. What do those principles mean, practically speaking?
Okay, so findability, right? That just means you can actually find the data you need when you need it. Think about like searching for something in a super messy room versus a really organized library.
Oh, the library for sure, especially if I'm in a hurry.
Exactly. Okay. Then you have accessibility.
Yeah.
It's about making sure the right people can access the data at the right time, but, you know, still keeping it secure and private.
Yeah, that's important.
Then interoperability. So that one's about making sure your data can talk to other systems without any problems. Like it all works together well.
Seamlessly.
Yeah, exactly. And then last but not least, reusability.
Hmm.
So that's being able to use the same data for different things, but not having to start from scratch every time.
Okay, so it's all about building that data ecosystem, making sure that it's efficient, it's secure, and that it actually works for you, not against you.
You got it.
Okay, so how does Pretactum's platform fit into all of this? Where does CMDM come in?
Well, that's where I think things get pretty exciting. Think of Pretactum CMDM as like your data's new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to help you implement those FAIR principles we just talked about.
Yeah.
And it helps you actually build that really solid data foundation.
So like my own personal data assistant, I can get behind that.
Exactly. But one that actually does its job. And it does this through, you know, a whole bunch of different features. It's pretty cool, actually.
Okay. So give me the rundown. What's in this like data cleaning arsenal?
Okay, well, first, they have standardized data entry. That's kind of like making sure everyone's speaking the same language from the start. So you're not stuck trying to figure out if someone put Los Angeles or LA or LA in your data.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I've seen those data entry nightmares.
You know, no one needs that. So then you've got these things called validation rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having like a bouncer at the door, but for your data. It's only letting in the good data, catching any errors before they even get a chance to cause problems.
Okay, so it's all about keeping things exclusive.
Exactly. No riffraff.
I like it.
Right. And then, of course, there's deduplication. This is like that magic trick where you make all the duplicate data just disappear.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly you're dealing with one single version of the truth.
So no more like five John Smiths in the database.
Exactly.
That's always a relief. Okay, but what about those sneaky little errors that somehow still manage to, like, slip through the cracks?
Well, don't worry. Protectum has thought of that, too. They've got these automated monitoring features, so it's like having a watchdog for your data, basically.
Yeah.
It's constantly on the lookout for anything that looks a little suspicious. And then it'll alert you right away so you can fix it before it becomes a bigger issue.
Okay, that is impressive. So we're, like, catching errors, we're streamlining things, but...
Yeah.
What about actually understanding all of this data? You know, sometimes I look at these spreadsheets and it's like hieroglyphics.
Yeah, I get that. That's where metadata management comes in. And this is something that Protectum really stresses. Remember how we were talking about context earlier?
Yeah.
Metadata is all about providing that context. It's like having a little tag on each piece of data, like a little label, telling you what it actually means, where it came from, how it was collected, all of that.
So instead of just seeing like a random date or a number, I can actually understand what it's telling me.
Yeah. I guess so. It's the difference between having like a map with just a bunch of random dots on it versus a map that's got street names and, you know, landmarks, points of interest. Suddenly it all makes sense.
Right. Context is everything. Okay. This is making me realize how much I've been missing out on. But this does sound, I don't know, kind of technical. Is this only for like... giant companies with a whole team of like data scientists on staff?
You know, that's actually one of the really cool things about Protectum. They designed it with this thing called composability in mind.
Composability.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah.
But basically, it just means it's super flexible. You can like customize it, plug and play different components, connect to the systems you're already using.
Okay.
It adapts to what you need it to do. So it's not just a one size fits all kind of thing.
Yeah.
So smaller businesses and teams can still get a lot out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's important because data management is not just for these big companies anymore. It's,
yeah.
You know, every organization can benefit from having this like really clean, consistent data.
For sure. So it sounds like we've got the rules, we've got the tools, but one thing they keep coming back to in this article is like the human side of this. They talk a lot about training and building what they call a data stewardship culture.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, you're right. They do. And it's something I really appreciate because, you know, at the end of the day, technology is just a tool, right?
Right.
It's the people that make it actually work.
Mm-hmm.
So building a data stewardship culture, as they call it, is about getting everyone on board with this idea. Like everyone needs to understand that good data quality is important.
So it's like, even if I have the fanciest espresso machine in the world, if I don't know how to use it,
right.
I'm
right.
not going to get a good cup of coffee.
Exactly. You need people who understand... you know, what makes data good, who know how to use the tools, and who are actually, like, empowered to be those data quality champions.
So it's really about shifting the mindset, making it so that everyone feels that responsibility for the information.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we've talked about the importance of having that really strong data governance framework. We've explored some of what Protectum CMDM can do. But I think there's, like, one more big thing we need to talk about here. It's kind of the... I don't know, the elephant in the room when we're talking about data security.
Yeah, huge. Data breaches are like the worst case scenario, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just about protecting yourself from like hackers. It's also about making sure that you're handling data responsibly and that you're following all the rules and regulations, which, let's be honest, can be a lot.
It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah. So it was actually really good to see that Protectum takes this seriously. I mean, They wove data security and compliance throughout the whole article. It wasn't just like an afterthought, which you see sometimes.
Yeah, you definitely see that. It's refreshing when companies get it right.
Yeah.
And they have this thing called RBAC, I think it is.
RBAC.
Yeah, role-based access control. Basically, it's like having different levels of security clearance, but for your data.
Okay, so not everyone has the keys to Fort Knox. You're limiting who has access to what.
Right, exactly. So, like, your marketing team, they can see customer demographics, purchase history, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they don't need access to credit card numbers, right?
Right. Makes sense. And they mentioned other security features too, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons. They have encryption and, you know, access controls, audit trails, all the things you need to make sure that your data is actually secure. And this is not just, you know, a nice to have. This is essential stuff, especially for things like GDPR and HIPAA compliance.
Right. Because really, good data management is responsible data management.
100%. Okay. You can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
It's about building trust, yeah. Right? With your customers, your partners, even within your own company.
So if there are three big things that our listeners should take away from this whole deep dive, what would they be?
Okay. Well, first, you got to remember that good data quality is not optional anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not a luxury. It's essential. It's the foundation for making smart choices and understanding your customers.
Yeah, like they were saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. Second, don't underestimate how important a strong data governance framework is. Like we were talking about earlier, that's your roadmap to good data quality.
It's the key.
It is. And then finally, remember, you're not alone in all of this. There are tools to help.
So many tools.
Platforms like Protectum CMDM, you know, they can really make a huge difference. They'll give you the structure, the features, the support that you need to, like, finally get a handle on your data.
Just make it work for you. This is making me think about all the ways I could be using data better and probably cleaning up some of my own data. That's something for everyone to think about, I think. Well, for anyone listening who wants to learn more, be sure to check out Protectum. They have a lot of really great resources on their website. Until next time, keep your data clean, your insights sharp, and as always, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this Data Scout podcast. If you'd like to participate in a future episode, please do contact us. You can learn more by visiting pretectum.com and clicking on the Data Scout podcast banner. We look forward to you listening again next time.